Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need
data we have. It still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
How do they misuse PCR to estimate all these supposed free viral RNAs that may or may not be there?
I think misused PCR is not quite... I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if you can say, if they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
This corona crisis, according to all we know today, must be renamed a corona scandal. And those responsible for it must be criminally prosecuted and sued for civil damages. On a political level, everything must be done to make sure that no one will ever again be in a position of such power as to be able to defraud humanity or to attempt to manipulate us with their corrupt agenda.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're joining us on a Thursday, and I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you? Oh, there you go. He needs a microphone, apparently.
I don't have a mic.
Can't do the job without it. You didn't a minute ago. Sorry about that. Oh. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. As a matter of fact, I'm really good.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. No. A couple points of business. I'm actually excited to hear that. So you listened to the tape that was Redfield from the CDC not knowing the difference between COVID and flu. Then the WHO saying, oh, asymptomatic people can't spread it. Then you heard Carrie Mullis, who was the inventor of the PCR test, who died last August. Just randomly. Anyway, he was saying the test can show anything you want it to. And then it finished up with Raymer Fulner, who is basically a German, part of a committee investigating. He's also a lawyer going after, putting together a case to go after, he says, the biggest scandal in history. So... there you go. And on top of that, I also asked Jimmy Keston to come on and talk about voting. There's a lot of questions about in-person voting versus ballot versus mail-in. Do you want to clear up some of that that's going on with that? Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent.
And hello, Uncle Milty.
Hi, Jimmy.
So tell us. So people are wondering about in-person voting.
I will. There is in-person voting here in Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to mention, thank you for all the work you've done on COVID. And,
thanks.
It's always entertaining. By the way, Babylon Bee republished their statement that several states are now going to require everybody to go around in big, giant plastic hamster balls.
I love Babylon Bee. That was so much fun having them on the show. Can I just?
I understand the mall. There is. They are now having a special on hazmat suits for the next round of Governor Herbert's mandates.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And Jimmy, I should say, a chair of the Republican Party here in our area. So I just wanted to mention that.
It is a joy to be with you. And let's talk about voting. But also, let me make a quick appeal to all your listeners.
Sure.
And I know that you have some issues with some of our nominees on the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, many of our nominees. I understand that. But the alternative is even worse, which are Democrats. So, you know, on November 4th, after the election, we start the real work of winning hearts and minds to what genuine constitutional conservatism means, and educating people so that we can get nominees that you'll be happier with the next time around, mm-hmm. if that is the case. And to hold our elected officials to account on constitutional principles. In the meantime, they are still the best choice on November 3rd, in my humble mm-hmm. opinion. Now let's talk about voting. Mm-hmm. Ballots went out this week.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday, I believe they went into the mail, Monday or Tuesday, they went into the mail to all Washington County registered voters.
Right.
If you are not sure if that is you, mm-hmm. you can go to vote.utah.gov, Utah spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
www.vote.utah.gov, and you can find out exactly what your registration status is.
Excellent.
If there is a problem with your registration, you can call the Washington County Elections Office. That number is 986-3399.
Mm, okay.
Area code 435. And here's the deal on in-person voting, which we absolutely will have. In-person voting will be at the Dixie Center.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting begins Tuesday, October 27th.
Okay.
And that will be from noon to 4. Wednesday, the 28th,
mm-hmm.
it'll be noon to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday and Friday, the 29th and 30th, will be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are at the Dixie Center. And then Election Day, there will be in-person voting also at the Dixie Center. And the regular locations for a ballot drop-off box, if you don't want to put them in the mail,
mm-hmm.
are listed on the county's website and available all over the county. Those are secure boxes that are those ballots are taken by the county elections people, so you don't have to send it through, you know, the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay.
And that is where we're at in Washington County.
Okay. And then what about...
Any questions?
Oh, yeah. What about those receiving ballots for their 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds? Where do they report that?
They should report that to the county, Washington County Election Office.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, every once in a while, because these things go through the Driver's License Bureau,
mm-hmm.
Occasionally,
yeah.
we have seen that happens.
Right.
Your 16 or 17 year old gets a ballot that they should not be getting, do not fill it out. Do not vote with it.
Right.
And call the elections office. You know, some of these kids, you know, if they were turning 18 by November 3rd,
mm-hmm.
they were able to vote in primaries this year, even if they weren't 18 yet.
Right. Right.
So, you know, there is every effort's made to make sure that that doesn't happen, but
mm-hmm.
it is not perfect. Now,
right.
on the other side of that, you know, these signatures are all checked against what's on file. Every effort is made that makes sure only valid
ballots with signatures. I know some of the people working for the county. Mm-hmm. If there's any question on the signature at all,
right.
Those people are actually called
okay.
to confirm that they did cast the ballot. Uh-huh. So Washington County, you know, this stuff doesn't work great all over the country. Certainly there are places this is going to be a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we should be a little more comfortable with it here because of a couple of things. First of all, we do a much better job than some of the bigger counties here in Utah, and certainly a much better job than most of the states in the union of cleaning up our voter rolls here in Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
Those are routinely cleared for people who have moved or died or haven't voted in, you know, several election cycles.
Mm-hmm.
They okay. also do a really extensive job to make sure that the ballots that are turned in are valid and cast by the voter.
Okay.
And as this system goes, it mm-hmm. is one of the best run, I would say, anywhere in the nation.
Okay.
And I've had extensive talks with Kim Hafen and with our election personnel at the county. They take this stuff really seriously. They want people in Washington County to have confidence that we do not have some of the problems that you're going to be seeing in California
mm-hmm.
and some of these places where they haven't cleaned up voter rolls in 100 years.
Right.
And they allow ballot harvesting, which is not legal here.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot turn in 1,000 ballots here.
Right.
Ballot harvesting is not legal in
okay.
Utah, which is some of where these problems occur elsewhere.
Excellent. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
awesome.
Jimmy.
Awesome. Thanks, Jimmy Kester.
Anytime.
All right. Thank
Have
you
a
so
great
much.
Day.
You too. Thank you. By the way, I wanted to apologize because of the podcast. I never changed the podcast that said Wednesday night was the night for Morgan Philpott to come to the Red Lion. I know. My apologies. Really, really, truly. I am so sorry. I changed it and corrected it on the show and on Facebook, but I didn't hit the podcast, so I apologize. That is tonight, 7 p.m., Red Lion. Be there. Suing the governor needs to be done. This is out of hand and ridiculous. Things are not going to change until there's a lawsuit. And Morgan Philpott is coming 7 o'clock. Citizens for a Constitutional Government, thank you for getting him here. And 7 o'clock, Red Lion tonight.
also,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Larry Myers,
uh-huh.
Saturday at 12 noon. It's
mm-hmm.
a potluck lunch.
Right.
At 12 noon at the Splash Pad.
Oh,
at Town Square.
Town Square, noon.
Yep.
Town Square. Make sure and spread the word because this is we're not wearing that mandated mask.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness rally. I love that.
Yep.
So Town Square, noon on Saturday, and tonight, 7 p.m. Red Lion. So you get two events. Also, another Trump train, right?
Next Saturday.
Nice. The following Saturday. It's kind of good. Kind of cool. Anyway. All right. I hope it gets reported that thousands are there and that I love to see that, you know, make sure that we talk about that.
Next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
the 24th, the Trump train is we're going to be at Vernon Worthen Park to meet the Trump train coming down south on I-15.
Oh, wow. So, wow. Big, 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 big one. So that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's in 2 weeks. Okay. All right. That's, I think, Halloween weekend, right? Okay. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Someone help me. I'm gonna need somebody's pain. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you. And nobody's gonna give a damn.
Hi there, welcome back. I have to cut the title of the... I have to cut off the chorus. The song is called SOB, so if you...
Oh!
Anyway, it's a really funny song, actually. It's great. So, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. And, well, a couple of things. Caller, stay put for just a moment. By the way, get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. I talk about them all the time because I really like them. And they're honest. They're going to help you to make your home a little heaven on earth. And you can get a bullfrog spa. Great financing. You can also get a swim spa. You can get a fiberglass pool. But, man, make your backyard someplace you want to be. I love my bullfrog hot tub.
Yeah. I think you ought to invite a few people over to try it out.
Can you think of anyone offhand? Okay. All right. Hi. Welcome to the show, caller. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. I'm
Hi there.
Hi.
Long-time listener. I really love all that you do, especially with disseminating the information about COVID-19.
Thank
Just wanted
you.
To let you guys know. We moved back to southern Utah, and going to the different businesses and stores, it's been really interesting to see some that advocate the mask and some that don't necessarily enforce it as much.
Right.
But just the information that you've given me, I definitely just made the bold stance to not wear a mask in some of the stores that ask you to do that. And it's really interesting to see, other customers in the store look at you and then also...
Some of
the employees at that store complimented me for not wearing a mask. I was at Costco the other day, and the cashier told me, thanks for not wearing a muzzle and for having a backbone and not being a sheep. And it really is a compliment to you and Uncle Milty for getting the information out for me to make an informed decision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's really sweet. Thank you. Very, very nice.
Speaking of information, I haven't verified this yet, but we have time still to verify it. But after the election, there's going to be a rhinoceros horn shaving party for all the elected Republicans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
I'll get more info on that.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Also, I just... sorry. Oh, gosh. Okay. Tonight, Red Lion, 7 p.m. Let's sue the governor. This has just gone on too far. By the way, I just want you guys to know that we're making a lot of inroads behind the scenes. Things I don't talk about on the air... that I can't really talk about yet, but I just want you to know that it gives me a glimmer of hope and that things are being done and people are being talked to and information's given. And I'm telling you that it's going to the right people. And I just want you guys to know, I spent my morning and yesterday more long mornings, and I'm telling you that stuff's being done. And so don't think that it's not. Please.
That's the absolute truth.
Yeah.
Lots is being
There's
done.
So much.
There's those three little words, though,
that
hurt us.
What?
Off the record.
I really hate it because there are things I really want to share. But you know what, though? I understand why. And so I get it. I get it. And it's probably better right now just so information can go to the places it needs to go. So just know that things are being worked on, I promise you. And it does. It gives me a little bit of hope. And it gives me hope because dare I ever venture into Salt Lake City? I don't go there. I just can't. It's just so New York, L.A. I there's no way. But the Deseret news board that's very, very liberal came out with their statement of the year. In our opinion, Utah mask requirement is the right move. And then with this bold statement, it should have come earlier, but it is bound to make a difference now in an outbreak that is reaching dangerous levels. You mean the dangerous levels of the 0.005 death rate?
7.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I just, you know what? They all live in this bubble and they all share this info. And they don't go out of that bubble. And it's just so hard to watch Deseret News do this to themselves. Yeah.
It's hard to figure out which ones are stupid and which ones are just naive.
Yeah. No, it really is. No, it's tough to know the difference. And I do think there's a lot of people that are just super naive. I do. And they went on to say that we're at such dangerous levels. And I'm going, look around you. Open your eyes. I just want to go, open your eyes, please. For the love of man, open your eyes. And businesses, stop putting signs in your windows that say Governor Herbert has declared that you'll wear a mask, or that it's a law, or that it's anything, because it's not. Well,
They don't have to take down the sign necessarily. Gosh. Just change it from Governor Herbert declared to Der Fuhrer declared. That's all you have to do.
Please do it. Please, for the love. Yeah, please put up that sign.
If you put up a sign that says Der Fuhrer declared, I'll go to your business.
Me too. Oh, and I'll bring my friends. Please do it. And even King Herbert, I'll even go with that one. Yep. Also, the fact that it's just, I put up a post that's been shared quite a bit, and it basically is talking about, look, what he's doing is not a law. This is exactly why in the press conference, he said that he was giving the power to the health department to issue this thing that they're requesting. See how they word that, and they kind of go around it, and they know they can't say a law because they can't. They literally cannot say it's a law. The legislature has not said this is a law, okay? So it is quite comical that they found all of those different ways, and then they ended it with, of course, this phrase, unless all of you do it, it won't happen. That means you all have to be compliant. Mm-hmm. So really and truly, guys, please, if you have a sign in your business, please do not put that up, because it's a lie. It's not truthful.
I do like how they've mm-hmm. changed the color coding, yeah. though. It makes mm-hmm. it easier to mm-hmm. understand. It's either dark blue, light blue, or medium blue instead of orange, green, red, pink.
This is what I put on Facebook, and I invite you to share this, because this goes for all governors right now. The governor has no real authority to mandate anything. It is not a law. He cannot act as the state. He has other branches he must adhere to. He cannot pronounce himself the new legislature. He already defied them with the state of emergency. He is not a king. Ignore him. Businesses do not bow to him. Do not be like Harmon's and disrespect your customers to please him. He knows he can't make you. This is poker. Call his bluff. His power is not real. It's not really a law. The legislature didn't pass it. If it went to court, you would win, because he has zero proof that we are in a pandemic, much less an epidemic, because the numbers are so low. This is why he ended his tyrannical press conference with the fact that you all have to consent to being on board with this. Do not consent. Your freedom to gather, associate, shop, church, socialize, everything is being infringed on. You can either act like an American or you can act like a subject. The choice is still yours, not his. He is not a king. You are not his subject. So please, businesses, step up. Do not put this garbage up in your window, please. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. That's Kevin here.
Hi there.
Good to be on the radio here.
Sure. Go right ahead.
What do you think will happen with this lawsuit? Do you think it'll go anywhere? I sure
It has in other states. It's worked in other states. And look at Michigan. That started out with a lawsuit by the Republican Party, had to go all the way up the food chain. Or I'm sorry, Illinois started out with the Republican Party. It does go up the food chain, and it can work. Worked in Michigan.
I think it will, if enough people get involved.
Yes.
Also, real quick, have you thought about getting an alternative to Facebook and Twitter? Because I know that they've been censored.
Yes.
I'm surprised I haven't been moved, not taken off Facebook.
Yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely. Yes.
Dinesh D'Souza's moving to Parler.
Is he? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yes, of course. We'll be moving. I mean, hopefully everybody will be. Let's hope, anyway. So thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to think of it. The only thing I have to worry about, me mm-hmm. being a blind person, I just have to worry about everything working with my screen reader technology that I have.
Uh-huh.
Once I can figure that out, I'm I'm moving.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate the question.
I'll probably still keep my Facebook account just in case people get a hold of me, but
sure.
I'll pretty much move to the other alternative, whatever it might be.
Yeah. You might try
Thank
Parler.
You for that.
It's
yeah.
pretty
yeah,
simple.
Parler's good. Parler's good. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Herbert has the key. You will sign the papers, and you will enjoy it.
Jawohl, der Führer.
Jawohl.
Right.
Hey, I can't believe that we're still going through this same dialogue. I don't know if you've ever read anything about the plague, mm-hmm. about the Black Death.
Yeah,
but
in 1300?
You would know if we're in the midst of a pandemic of plague proportions.
Yeah.
Because every morning at first light,
uh-huh.
people would go through your neighborhoods saying, bring out your dead. And seriously.
No, I know. It's true.
Every single morning, and the stench would be, the whole world would be covered with the stench
yes.
of death.
You're yep. so
and you
right.
You would see dump trucks full of people, or dump trucks full of dead people being buried in mass graves. And I could be wrong here, but I haven't seen any of that.
Right.
Well,
I haven't
either. The percentage
either.
Is still a little low.
Thank
to get
you.
To that point, it has to be over 5%.
At least a percent.
At least
1%. We're not even close to that. We can't even get there.
No.
So there's that.
Short.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I just wanted you guys to know that masks, I didn't know this. Apparently, this is new. But masks only prevent COVID. So even if you go and you get a flu vaccine, you still wear the mask? Well,
oh,
it's
crap.
Masks are only...
I thought I was going to be safe from diphtheria, typhus, and consumption.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No,
it's
I'm
only
really
COVID.
Scared.
Yeah, when they thank you so much. When they made those masks, they didn't realize it was only going to be solely for the purpose of COVID.
Yeah.
Nothing else. But.
Well, he needs to do a little research. Typhoid fever is waterborne. So unless you breathe underwater, the mask won't help.
Oh my gosh, you guys. You guys, this is how ridiculous it is. I walk around and I look at people with the mask on and I'm still baffled. I'm like, really? 9.5 months later?
I have noticed, though, that there's fewer people driving their car alone than the mask on.
I want so bad to put on a bumper sticker that says, take off the mask, you look ridiculous, on the back of my car. But I have a feeling that these people are so vicious, they'll do something to my vehicle.
They'll
this is exactly why
it,
I have
yeah.
it. Yeah. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central ABC. They are doing some great work with body work for your vehicles, and they can even sometimes fix things inside your car, which is great too. I've used them for that too. These guys are so good and honest and humble and very, very good at what they do. They've taken care of several of my cars. I won't say how many, it's embarrassing. Anyway, so they're just really good, and they'll work with your insurance company. They'll let you know what's going on. They'll take care of all that business so you don't have to. And they're just really upfront, and this is how it is. And I just like people like that. You can go to StGeorgeBodyShop.com and check them out. But I would absolutely choose them if you get in an accident. A little fender bender, whatever the case may be, choose them. ABC. Think ABC. Give them your business. They really are stellar people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Two updates. One is the great voting rights that we've won in the state of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Court upheld that you still have to have your ballot, unless you're disabled, you have to have your ballot notarized. So that's a good victory.
Ah.
We're one of three states that still require that.
Wow.
And the other one, remember the security guard that tried to throw me out of the building with a mask a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, when I came down the hall the other day, he locked himself in the door in his room. He locked himself in.
He's afraid. I love it. Yeah. Thanks for the update. That's awesome news. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. I love it.
It's amazing what happens when you stand up for yourself.
It is. And so, again, tonight, 7 p.m., Red Lion, Morgan Philpott, he's a good man, lawyer, talking about suing the governor and getting that done. Really appreciate that if you go. And Uncle Milty and I will be there. Also, this Saturday at noon at Town Square, a rally against the tyrannical, encroaching government. I don't even know. I can't even believe that this is where we're at nine and a half months later. But this is where we're at. Deseret News is pushing it. Salt Lake Trib is pushing. Everybody's pushing this mask mandate for the whole state. Just because they won't come out and say those two words together doesn't mean that's not what it is. That's what it is. And you still don't have to wear one. And all you have to do is walk in a store. And you know what? Don't put up with this nonsense. I can't play. It's so funny to me because I have all these clips of all the proof of all everything to give you. And I played these clips on air. And I wish I could just do a rolling loop for 3 hours of all the clips that we have that we've nailed down that give you the proof of all of this is going on, but just certain people aren't getting the memo.
You know, these sister cities we have in China. I think the reason for those is when our local legislators go over to the sister city, what they're being taught is how the Chinese keep their people in line without guns by brainwashing them. And how easy it works.
Do you think that's why we have sister cities?
Yeah.
You know, it does give us a better explanation, I have to say. That's the best explanation I've ever heard of it. Because I never could quite figure out why. The only thing I could ever figure out, honestly, with the sister city thing, was that politicians wanted free travel, didn't know how else to do it, and all they have to do is jump on an airplane and say they're going for 2 weeks to visit the sister city, and they get it all paid for by us.
Yeah. Can you imagine what would have happened in 1965 if the mayor of your town says, hey, I'm going to our sister city in communist China?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That would go over really big then.
Oh, gosh.
We allow such ridiculous things.
I know we do. And it's just getting bad. It really is. It's bad. There's just so many people running around still in fear. It's just you think how. And honestly, you know, I went through that thing on Friday about the different ideologies, and you know, you have one ideology of the right that really just cares about, you know, let's fix the individual. Let's fix character. Let's fix integrity. Let's fix that. Let's grow that. And then you have somebody that wants to leapfrog over that to the social issues. And I want to be in charge of world peace, you know, instead of just going inward. And we have just such huge problems right now. But you know what? Only in the country of America can you possess both of those ideologies. What a gift that is. And there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that. And the reason, you know, people have a hard time, I think, saying why they don't want to wear the mask because they're up against the leftists. And this is why it's become such a left-right thing. The leftist takes this problem they think exists and they say, I want to force you to wear the mask. Okay. And if you're not, I'm going to shame you and you're going to kill somebody. Okay. So the person on the right isn't wearing the mask because they don't care about people. They're not wearing it because you don't need two masks. It's like two Band-Aids. And the other thing is we want to give you the freedom to wear one if you think that protects you from something that you think you're afraid of. But on the right, I don't want to wear a mask. If I've looked at all the evidence and I've ascertained that this is not a threat, I won't put the mask on my face. This is how this works in America. So
here's how protective they are.
Mm-hmm.
A British model claims that as she was getting on a Ryanair flight,
uh-huh.
the crew told her that her face mask was not as required. It was just one single sheet type thing. So they gave her a dirty used mask to put on.
Gosh. Yeah. Hi, call. Makes sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
I've been wondering why the governor changed it from whatever it was classified before till now it's under the health department. But I'm telling you, in the last 24 hours, I have talked to three companies who have said the health department has threatened them with fines and clothing. Mm. I wonder if the governor moved it over to be the health department giving the orders so that they can enforce it by shutting you down or finding you beyond your means.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And so, I mean, that's grocery stores and restaurants and hotels, guys.
Yep.
That's going to be afraid. They are afraid of the health department and the power that we have granted to these unelected bureaucrats.
I totally understand that. And in the press conference, he did move power to them. He did say it was going to be because of them that they could call the shots on this. And we never elected them. And they are not our arm of law enforcement. And so here's the deal, though. Somebody wants to own a business. They don't want to shut down. They're getting threatened. Okay. In name only, go along with what you need to go along with. But that doesn't mean you have to enforce it in your store. You don't have to be a Nazi in your store about it. And so I think that, honestly, I think there are enough people out there that won't go along with this. And so businesses, just don't worry about it. Somebody walks in with a mask, don't worry about it. I mean, that's all I can. I mean, they might get called on, I guess. The little people out there that just incessantly just really have to go after them.
Yeah, but we may have to sacrifice a little bit, you know. But if every business refuses to go along, what do you think the health department's going to be able to do about that?
Yeah,
shut down every business?
This is why we really need to start the 100 business pact in every single county. Because if 100 businesses...
200 people right now, tonight, on board with that, if we could tell those businesses we have 200 people right now, today, that would support you, and more people will be on board after today.
Yes.
Businesses know that we're behind
them.
Yes, because we have strength in numbers. They only have strength of trying to pull the facade of we have the authority. So we have strength in numbers, and so if we could get 100 to 200 businesses even, that'd be great, in every county to say absolutely no. They won't go after all of them. They really won't. They'll threaten, but they won't do much because they can't. So it's one of the only solutions I can think of. And we said this back in April.
Mm-hmm.
We said, if you guys do this, we can all stay open, because the other businesses then get inspired by that and then they'll do it too. Right? So,
this is where I love Samuel Adams said, if we suffer tamely a lawless attack on our liberty, we encourage it and involve others in our doom. Those who are suffering tamely are actually encouraging it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Thank you very much for that.
Well,
appreciate that.
I mean, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
If everybody sees everybody else is afraid, they're going to be afraid too.
Yes, exactly.
It works both ways,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. Yeah. Even during the lockdown, we still had businesses open here. We had people not masking here. And you know what? It's great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. This is no different. Welcome. Go right ahead, caller.
Hi. So it was really interesting. A couple of days ago, I sent our mayor of St. George a message on Facebook Messenger, just knowing that he would never reply. And he actually replied last night.
Mm-hmm.
My message was, Mayor Pike, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounded really friendly. So he replied to me to let me know that he's been doing lots of ribbon cuttings and opening businesses and all these fun, exciting things. So then I hit him with all my questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you stood with BLM, even though there's such a super minority in this.
And a terrorist organization.
County.
Mm-hmm.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I didn't...
Overall.
I wanted to keep it friendly so he would stay with
right,
me.
Right, right, right.
He stuck with me for an hour. We messaged back and forth. So I said, we really need you to stand with us. You stood with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're probably a minority, but at least you need to listen to us and answer some of our questions or listen to our side. And he replied with... Basically, I'm not your guy because I support all of this.
Wow.
So I kept it going, just questioning him mm-hmm. about this and about that. And we ended up with, we'll have to disagree, agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. You know, he can be his own guy.
I told him that was...
I mean, he can be his own guy for his own self, but when you're elected, you need to listen to all the sides. So the I'm not your guy thing is pretty disheartening, but I expect it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, that's a really sad reply.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm meeting with, these doctors and all of this all the time,
mm-hmm.
every week. And, we're going to do this. But he did say, just as the governor said, we're not enforcing it.
Yeah,
they can't. We will not use the police to enforce it. Although three police officers did make three teenagers leave that game at Desert Hills last night.
Really?
Even though about half the people there had masks under their chin or were not wearing them, they did pick on three students.
You know, that's really sad to me. And those police officers should be really embarrassed for themselves.
And the adults at the game should have called them out.
Yeah. The crowd should have called them out. Yeah. That's just wrong. And these police officers really need to get it understood of what a law is and what it's not. And they don't seem to know. So maybe we need to educate them. Maybe we need to educate the policemen because this is getting ridiculous. So, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, the place that I, mm-hmm. That I work at, mm-hmm. It's the Ace Hardware on Bluff Street. Mm-hmm. They put their signs up, but mm-hmm. they're not turning away any customers.
They'd be crazy to, right? Wouldn't they be crazy to? And
yeah.
And pretty much every business that I've been into is doing that. I don't, except for Harmon's, that it seems to just love control, and they'll totally just humiliate their customers. I will not shop at Harmon's again. So, but the other businesses seem to understand. Yeah. So I love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you telling us what happened there. I'm not your guy. Jeez Louise.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, all it would take for the police to understand that these are not laws that mm-hmm. need to be enforced
mm-hmm.
would be to get the chief of police to stop going to BLM meetings and train his officers.
Oh, that chief of police. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. The chief of police that we have now. He's an embarrassment.
Yes.
He really is.
Yes,
he is. You know what? I know you officers out there that do get it. Not the ones that were going to tell kids to leave a game. Not you guys. You guys are pathetic. I'm talking about the cops that get it. I know that you guys are so embarrassed by this chief of police. I know you are. And I just feel bad for you. I do. I feel bad for you that he's at the helm and he's an embarrassment. And I am just cringing that we have him in this community. And that was courtesy of Mayor Pike as well. Yeah. I sure hope someone's running against Mayor Pike because he's not our guy. Apparently, he tells us that. He's not our guy. So he's not a guy for freedom or liberty or looking at any other doctors except the ones that tell him what he wants to hear on COVID. Please get him out of office. Anyway, be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Chris Ann Hall in the next hour.